You know, just to understand, you know, the little bit of the eating of Lag BaOmer, right? The transition that we go through on this day. You know, so the we know it's a Yom Tov of Shimon Bar Yochai, right? So it's very interesting. I believe we spoke about this once before, that the whole story that precipitated him going to the Ma'ara, that caused him to gain all his madregas, is there ever a conversation about the Roman Empire? Yehuda ben Gerim said, you know, Kamenoi, this Malchus, they build Ksharim, you know, their infrastructure, you know, except that back then it didn't include childcare or Pakistani gender studies, right? Infrastructure, right? Infrastructure. Like they built this Ksharim and then Shvakim and this and that, right? And Rishim by, you know, so Rabbi Yossi Shosak, right? And Rishim by Chai said, it's the Garmayu of it, you know, Shvakim Loshim Bem Zainas and Ksharim, you know, to take Mas and this and that. Right, and then you know, Yehuda ben Gerim reported to the Malchus, you know, and Yehuda, you know, that said good things about us, you know, so they gave him covered. Right, yeah, they gave him covered, right, and so Yale, right, Yossi Shosak, right, so he went to Golis. Yeah, so Tosfos says that he was an Ish Tzura, and therefore Tosfos wants to change the Girsa, that Nosan Ban Ein of Nasa Galatzomus, you know, should be deleted, but rather Noach Nafshe. He died, you know, because the Ish Tzura, he brings a right from another Gemara,
the Ish Tzura. I mean, the Tana, who said Romans are good, they're built by
fire. Yeah.
I say that Tana of Yehuda was viewed as a traitor, even though he praised the Romans.
Right, okay, so we're going to talk about that. Right, so that's
today you would praise the occupier,
right?
Call you a traitor,
right? Yeah. So Rabbi Yossi, that was Shosak, was, you know, he goes into Golos and Rav Shimon is killed, and you know, and they went to the Ma'ara first for 12 years, right, and then for 12 months, for reasons that we'll explain. You know, my high. 12 years and 12 months, and then he came out. And then he came the big Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that amongst other things, interestingly enough, that when he used to ask a kasha, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair would say 12 tirutzim, but now everything got reversed. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair asked that, and he could tell him 24 tirutzim, right on a kasha. Right.
Remind me to tell you a story about Rav Hudna later. About the tirutzim.
Is that in the Gemara, about the
12? Yeah, it's right there. It's in the Hemshech. That how he was Nisal in the Myra, right in the Myra. You know, then you also he became.
I asked him a question. I'll give you a I didn't know he just copying off this. I thought it was original.
12. Rabbi Yisrael Engel had 70 and 80 verses. Rabbi Yisrael was safe with Dvor Shmaitim. 80 verses in one pasuk.
Anyways, but the amazing thing is that, you know, that this Gemara is repeated verbatim, lost in Lovo, Gemara and Avodah Zor, Daf Beis on Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no Sefer Torah Becheiko, right? And Rosh is going to put a Sefer Torah in his Kiviyochol, in his lap, right? And he said, Komi Sheosak Bazeh, Yobo Yitol Scharo, and all the Goyim Nichasim Bi'ir Vuvia, right? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Bi'ir Vuvia, 1-1-1, right? And Romy comes in and said, we made Shvakim. And Rebosha says, Shvakim lo shem bezoinus. And Paras comes in and said, we made Geshorim. Said, Geshorim, you did it for, you know, terrorism and this and that. You know, almost what Rav Shimon is, slightly different, right? And it's amazing. It's like almost the whole God, like, you know, Rav Shimon is timing what the Rebosha will tell the Goyim lost in love, oh? Whereas Rabbi Huda was timing what the Goyim are going to tine lost in love, oh? You know, it's a Pella, right? Right, and so that, you know, this year Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon lost the level. This is what the Goyim are going to tine, and this is what the Rebbe is going to answer. He's going to answer Rav Shimon.
We pass the law with Rav Shimon. Don't be shame the schaver is mutter.
Right.
Rav Shimon says.
Right.
Don't shame the schaver is
mutter. Right. So he goes Basar Kavana. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Excellent.
Don't be shame the schaver is also. You don't look at the Kavana.
You look at the Maisa.
He just looks at the Maisa. He's a good highways, good shvakim, good
mechatzim. Excellent, Heshi. Right on. No, where did you get it from? It's a very good board.
Famous.
No, it's very good. It's excellent. It's excellent board.
I heard it from Hill David. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, but it's really good now.
I know Hill David.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's one of my ancestors now.
Uh-huh.
He's elevated him, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where is he now in the moment?
I think they put him on my ancestors.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He got into a fight with his brother also. Because he opened up his shul. Everybody opened up his shul. He didn't stop talking to him. He didn't allow anybody to do OT.
I was angry
the
whole day when I put up the store.
Yeah. Without asking, maybe he did ask. Or maybe he told him no. Everybody opened up.
What do you want? They should have shorts. What do you want?
They should have a livelihood.
Thanks, Sonny.
So, but he didn't want them to have a show. What was his time?
Maybe, I don't know.
All Chicago time.
Yes, sir. Anyway,
yeah.
So Hello Dover, we have just something to look into. That, you know, what does it also mean that the Umasam Nechvasim Biravuvia, right? It came in, you know, Biravuv. All right, so it's.
You want to sign the position? It was my brother's position.
There's some unresolved things we have to do with him, right?
My father didn't get along with him.
I'm unresolved. I understand. A lot of people were scarred. He scarred a lot of people.
My father was in the good job.
I'm a survivor also. So we'll talk.
Yaffin had a terrible time with him. He loved Yaffin. Aaron Yaffin on the show.
He is all the hallmarks.
Oh, really? I mean, Yafis Chaim Berliner, the Ritvan and Yevamis, these two thick.
He died at 48 years old. Yeah. He didn't reach 50.
So what about the
Hagrid then? No, he wanted to go to Lakewood. He told me, "Foot, I'm going to Lakewood." He said, "Why are you going to Lakewood?" He says, "Because my father told me to go to Lakewood."
That was the other conversation.
He said to me, "If I would ask you something and your father would ask you something, who would you listen to?" He said, "I would listen to my father."
Who's this from? Yaakov Yaifin?
Yeah, from Nevada.
Big guy.
Around my son. So he, after that, never talked to him again. Kicked him out, never talked to him again.
Wow.
And he left and went to Lakewood.
You know, I know how to help you. Do you have any marijuana in the house?
No, we talked about that before.
No, but I'll help you a little bit and just put the pain. He's from
I have no pain.
Scar.
No pain at all.
You're denial. You're suppressing it. Okay, he needs help. It's about time. You're an old guy, right? It's time to get over this. Get over this. I'm going to help you. He's from Hutton. I've seen this. This post-traumatic traumatic syndrome.
Supposedly the man
PHTS.
Schlamm's father-in-law, Matthias Greenblatt, was the man who I heard from Sheftel Neuberger was just nifter, I love a show.
Yeah.
He said he met Schlamm Schwer. Said that man has a reconciled relationship with Rav Hutner.
He's a reconciled.
Reconciled.
He's still alive.
He's still alive. He's totally still alive.
But Willie does it. Willie needs to. I'm going to help him. I'm going to play Rav Hutner. I'm going to role play. You're going to scream at me. I'm going to scream at you. We're going to work it out.
He once called me up. I was a
friend. Oh, Greenblatt or Rav Hutner?
I was quite a friend of him.
Call Rosh Hashiva.
I was very shy. We only called him Rosh Hashiva. I was very shy. And one time, Yontif, you know, the whole base medrash is there, and they're about to start it. And I was a card, so I had Dukin. So all of a sudden, I see he's calling me.
We have more than
you. You're playing to me, yeah.
You're looking at me. So I go,
how was your rabbi?
All the way from there, whispers in my ear.
The Kohanim, when they duchen, do they expose the feelings or they cover their feelings?
Yes.
If somebody asks me a shayla, he has a problem with his fingers, he wants to know if he could do it.
Then I realized
he's making sure you're doing it right.
Not at all! He just wants to involve his family. That's how he brings them over. He wants to show.
Oh, here's a serious case for
that. No, see,
this
serious.
Is a serious. Is the love hate that's coming out of me? It's a serious. Total traumatized.
This a minder. A minder.
This kid who would story the whole thing. It's coming out tonight. Okay. Let's say the mic.
I'm telling you stories about our life. That's all I'm telling you.
Billy, you need help. Stop being a denier. You need help. Are you drinking a lot? Yeah.
I don't deny I need help, but I have nothing to do with it.
Post-traumatic syndrome. I had those, I got over it, Baruch Hashem.
My brother, David, actually, like my brother. My brother went to saw that marriage with Jokey's daughter. And the foot was the
Why do you say about Rosalti? Do you like Rosalti? They were buddies? Before the Rosalti?
I want to tell you something. Nobody really liked him.
Of course not.
His Talmidim worshipped him. Worshipped him.
If you give total machdiya to him.
Yeah, you had to be machdiya.
Total.
And I can't be machdiya.
My father couldn't be that. He can go away from me. Anyone who wants the old buddy,
I just can't. But Brother David, we have a problem.
He was not popular.
I don't think you could be my thing either.
No, no, it's a personality.
It's like a very different respect a lot of people.
They demand
this kind of
an oriental. It was like an oriental potentate. This is a severe situation. It's like a worship.
Okay,
keep on going. Help him with the mind. Don't worry about this will suit you.
Where are we up to?
So Shimon was tiny at 3 bucks.
12 to 24.
Right? Hey, Shah!
Guys.
Right. Anyway, so the Rav Shimon was so Rav Yehuda's tining what the goyim are going to tine, and Rav Shimon's going to tine what the Rebosh is going to tine. Lost the love of Hello, yeah, it's a pella. Right. So now to go a little bit deeper. So was it that he went to the so in response to this whole story, he had to go to the Mara. 12 years. And 12 months. What's it? 12 years and 12 months. What was the point? Was it a mikra that had to be that long? Or is it?
Well, we keep it also 12 years. And then another 12 years.
Yeah. No, that's a very good point. It's very interesting. Right? All right, but to understand this, this idea. 12 years, and then it wasn't enough. It was 12 months. And what does Roshim Berchai say? After 12 months, Roshim, they go to get him a maximum of 12 months. So, so we could go out of the Ma'ara now. When they heard some type of, 12 months is enough. That was, the number 12, right? And so, it's brought down in Kisvei Ari, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So he went up, Kayadua, the Gemara says that he went up and he had to debate the Malachim. So the Gemara darshens on him, Alisa Lamarom, Shavisa Shevi, Lakachas Matonis Ba'oda, right? And, that was his debate with the Malachim. They want something, Shavisa Shevi, Lakachas Matonis Ba'oda, every H Malach was Meiser a Sod to him, even the Malachimos gave him a Sod, that the Ketorah stops him on Geifa. So it's brought down Kisvei Ari, I saw it from the Ramchal. Alisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevi, right? Shevi is Rosh Tevis Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? That at the end of we have Moshe Ben going up and this debate with the Malachim and being Machnia them, that with that he got Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? And the Ramchal and the Adi Bamram points out interesting parallels between Moshe Rabbein and Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away from Paro, just like Shimon Bar Yochai had to run away. But here's, right? But then he says like this, but even the Geula that Moshe Rabbeinu was poil was so he says like this, Vayuga lemach v'tzayim ki borach ha'am. Why borach ha'am? Shteit u'b'neso yotzim b'rad roma, earlier in the Pesukim. Right? Yeah, they went out proudly, like proud citizens, which he says, besot Rachel and Leah. Right, Yad Roma Lamata, seemingly, but it was still Ki Borach Ha'am, right? So now Borach Lashon Avar, that Am Yisrael had to be Borach, but to a certain extent, they were Yetzer that Bericha through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rishon in Ramchal and Adi Bamaro, and that's bestowed the Bericha that Moshe that Rishon Baruchai had to make also, right, to the Ma'ora, right?
That's what it says, yeah.
Right. It's also in the Ramchal, right? So Dvarim Niflaim. So now...
I actually understand why it says Kibarach Ha'am, because if they would have stayed another minute, they would have been altogether absorbed.
Yeah.
They had to get away from the tumor.
Bechipazo on the term, he says Bechipazo.
Right, Bechipazo, right. Right. Right.
That's what it means.
Right, right. So now it says, now, Salas Lovin, very good. So now the Navi says, and Ramchal deals also, it says, Be'oso lo Bechipazo teitzeu, the Navi says. The Gula Achrona is not going to be Bechipazo, like Mitzrayim. So Manishtana, the Gula Achrona will be not Bechipazo, right? And the Gula Rishona was, yes, Bechipazo, right? So to you know, before we get back to unravel this, Hare, the Ikar of the Omer is connected Rabbi Akiva, right? That, you know, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva were nifter during the Zman of the Omer. Yeah, but why during the Zman of the Omer, right? Close the Cheshmot Dem HaShanah, who covers that during the 3 weeks, because Rabbi Akiva lived after Chorban HaBayis. There was Ben HaMetzorim. So why was the Midas HaDin Metucha, you know, on them during the Dafka, the Zman of the Omer, as opposed to the Zman of the 3 weeks? So Kayadu, the Gemara says in Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown Rabbi Akiva. They was Dorish al kol kotz v'kotz. It says Ribor Shalom Yesh Lo Adam Kazeh V'Ato Nosein Torah Al Yadi. Said Shtok Kach Olaf Fanei B'Machshava. Right. And then he says, all right, Harenu Schoro. He saw him that they're soaking by Besor B'Machshava. Says Zu Torah Zu Schora. Shtok Kach Olaf Fanei B'Machshava. So it's a concept, yeah, shto kachol funny b'machshava, right? But you see, that Moshe Rabbeinu taina that, you know, the Torah should be given through Rabbi Akiva, right? Right. So the shot is like this, so that means Rabbi Akiva has a shaychus to Torah, shaychus to Man Torah. What is that shaychus to Man Torah? It's the Omer, where we build up and we make ourselves roy to be kli kibul, right, for Matan Torah. So there's a overlooked theme in Purim. Purim happened in two parts, right? Haman, right, made the gzera in Nisan, you know, and then Esther made the 3-day tainis, that Vayav or Mordechai, they went through Pesach. When was Haman hung? Right? Haman was hung on the first day of the Omer. And that's the famous Gemara Megillah, that, you know, he went to Mordechai to pick up for a ride, and Mordechai was, you know, showed the Hilchos Kamitza to the Talmidim. Right, and then all the Talmidim ran away because Mordechai told him to run. Right, and he said, "This thing, what were you just learning?" He said, "You know, this thing we skipped. You know, we was asked, is it Kesef? Is it Zav?" He said, "No, it's Melo Kometz Omer." He says, "Your Melo Kometz Omer was Doche my Aser Shalafim Kikor Kesef." Right, and Haman was hung that day. Right, right. We don't say hung.
Hanged.
That's it. Kacha. Really?
Hanged.
Really?
What's hung mean?
Hung, it means that, but when you talk about a person being hanged, it's hanged.
Because that was hung jury. Hung jury.
Right. That's a colloquial.
It's a hung jury. Hung
on that, David. Hang on that.
I'm just telling you what they taught me in grade school.
All right.
I'll go with that. I've heard it taught in math. You have to go with that.
Yeah. But grammar's racist. You know that.
Yeah.
Grammar's racist. You didn't learn Ebonics when you were in college. Anyway. Good, sir. That's what's brought down in the Paiskim, in the Mishpura brings. You should make a little bit of a simcha on the first day of the Omer, right? Because Haman was hung. You know, it's a little bit of overlook because Yom Tov Sheni by us. So it's anyway. So now and Haman was going to was the Eitz Hashehech and the Morcha was Gavoach Chamishim Amar, like the Yemei Omer up to Shavuos, right? And said almost nitla love, right? So that's a part of the a chelik of Purim that we don't really talk about, because Hare Purim is coming to be a tashlum for kaflem har kegigas mikan moda rabbal oraisa hadar kiblu abimeach hashverosh, right? Right. So we just don't that's a part of Purim that just doesn't get emphasized, that it started first in the Yemea Omer, right? In the Yemea Omer, right? And then it just finished off in Adar. Right, so shtei pa'amalek asher korcha b'derech. Keri, loshin keri, loshin tuma. Rashi says right there. Right, so now it says about Rabbi Akiva, v'chol yokar, ra sa'eno zu Rabbi Akiva v'talmidav. Shedrom shel nigla Moshe, nigla Rabbi Akiva v'talmidav v'chaverav. V'chol yokar ra sa'eno, yokar osios keri, and it's also the gematria of Omer shtei dinari. Omer, if you spelled chaser, aleph, ayin, mem, resh, is gematria yokar, gematria keri, right? Which is amalek, asher korcha, right? So it's a davar niflamod, right? That the Maharal invokes explaining this Gemara Megillah, right? So he brings the Medrash in Parshas Emor, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazriach the shemesh, and he makes the wind blow, and he makes the grass grow, and all we give him is a Melo Kometz Omer. That's the rebuff of Schar for all Anhag of Teva. Right? So Maral explains that the...
She goes, there's a closet.
Shh! Right? So Maharal explains, right, that the Hanukkah of Teva, where Reb Oshem's Nister, right, is not Nigla and Teva, right? The whole thing that we give him, you know, the Hakorah, that the Teva is from Hakorah's Brochu is the Lo Kometz Omer. Omer is Macho Behema, Teva, a creature of nature, and we elevate it to reassociate the Teva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that goes against the Hester of Amalek. Amalek likes capitalizing on the fact that he brushes Mister in the Teva, right? You know, that's what Maharal says, right? Right, but it comes out like this, that Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, being darts on every coats and coats, teeth and tish halachas. So he makes associations. He sees halacha Moshe alluded to. So Rabbi Akiva is closing the gaps, right? With his pilpul, right? He's making connections, and these things are called halacha Moshe Misinai. They have no remez in the mikra, like the Rambam writes. That's what qualifies halacha Moshe Misinai. Can't find any remez, all right? So not in the vert, not in the word. He'll connect it to the kutz on top of the word, right? And, you know, and in that way, that's what it means. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand, so they said, you know, Rebbe Minayza, you know, halacha Moshe Misinai, right? So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu understand if it's all halacha Moshe? It's the type of stuff Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch HaRi, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, he could understand the etzem, you know, idea, but he couldn't understand, he couldn't be oimed on how Rabbi Akiva found the kesher between Halacha Moshe Misinai that has no remez in the Mikra and the Kaitzim, right? So you can't find a remez in the Pasuk. You find the Kaitzim, the amount from the Pasuk, right? So kind of Shteyden Leshem, right, that, you know, that Istakel Baraisa Bar Alma. Right, so that doesn't just go on the characters of creation; it goes on the Hanhaga. So it says Leshem like this: Mikra, which we could see with our eyes, right? The Torah Shebichsav, from there came Teva. Torah Shebichsav is what you can see with your eyes. Teva is what we can measure in the microscope and the telescope. That's what he says. Then there are Nisim Nistorim, and that's, you know, that's Reb Oshem, you know, he does a nace, but it's Mislabish and Teva. Those are the Droshes, says the Leshem. Drosha is that it's Torah Shebaal Peh, right? But you're Malbish it on a Posit. You found a Drosh and a Posit to connect it. That's Nisim Nistorim. Right? Right? Right, but it's in the Leshem that, you know, that he spells out. It's Leshem, it's Leshem. Maral started. The Leshem, you
know. Says Yaakov Loy Mace.
Right.
There was a Chanata.
Right.
Heaven the Gemara.
Mikra and
Nidoshim. How does the Torah sense in the Kasha? Right. It doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is the Kasha. But you see, they did Chanita. Then you see it. They embalmed him. So you see he didn't die. The Torah says it. Right. Then what's the Torah giving me a drush and just the Kleiso lives on? So he lives on? What is that?
Chaim Berliner said this, the Rafutner's theory of parallel universes.
Right, exactly, it's a famous mind.
I heard from Rav Ruven Fink, my father's Rav in newer shows, Chaim Berliner. Ruven Fink.
They translated this mimer and they published it in one of these intellectual journals.
It's actually Plato.
The world of ideas as opposed to the physical reality. It tries to struggle to keep up.
In the text. In the text.
I'm talking about philosophy.
Everyone knows that, but that to say that the text, the way you learn up a text has different levels is really
enough. Right. So it's Lesha. So Lesha says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, there's no remez. Those are Nisim Niglim that can't be Misyashiv Uteva. Right? That's what Leshem writes. So Nisim Guluyim, because Halacha Moshe Misinai, Nisim Nistorim is Droshes, and Teva is Mikra. That's what he wrote.
Rabbi Kiva is able to make a kesher.
That's right. Rabbi Kiva was able to bridge that should look like the universe is Pirud, right? Make cosmic unity. And that's what it means that Rabbi Kiva, who was Nichnos B'Shom, Yotz B'Shom, he told his Talmidim, Kishetichnasu la Avne Shayish Tohor, Al Tomru Mayim Mayim. We get to Avnei Shayish Tor. Avnei Shayish Tor, I heard from Moshe, right, is the Luchas, Luchas Rishonis. Because there are Sheish Tfachim, and there are Aseres HaDibros. That's Shayish, Sheish Tfachim, and the Aseres HaDibros, Luchas Rishonis. That's all Be'achdus of your Vamech Tabokim, Valuchas Maisolokim, right? Al Tomru Mayim Mayim, the Rakia Besocha Mayim. That's Mavdil doesn't exist over there. Over there, it's a world of total unity. So Al Tomru Mayim Mayim. Because Mayim Mayim is the Rakia Besocha Mayim. That's Mavdil. Ben Mayim the Mal Rakia Mayim the Tachas Rakia. That Rakia Besocha Mayim is the big cosmic illusion of Pirud between Teva and Lamala Mina Teva.
Okay.
So Kishitagil Avne Shayish Tohor Al Tomru Mayim Mayim. I mean, there is no Rakia. There is no Rakia. And that's what Gemara says in Chagiga elsewhere. Ben Zoma says, Haisi Mizbonim, Ben Mayim Adayim, there's Sholosh and Spos. And the Chachoim, Rabbi Shua said, Adayim Ben Zoma Bachutz, and it wasn't many days, and Ben Zoma was Nifter. And that's the same Ben Zoma that he was from the Nichlas of Paradise, Vemes. Rabbi Ben Azai went crazy, Elisha Ben Avuya went off, and Rabbi Akiva, Nichlas B'Shom V'Yatza B'Shom.
That's the Avnei Shayish Tohar.
As opposed to the second Luchas is Psolucha from Earth. Psolucha's Avonim. Al Tomru Mayim Mayim. Right? So Rabbi Akiva was involved in an amazing thing, you know, because the chalois of Matan Torah is to put Torah from El Yonim to Tachtonim. It was all Nichla. It didn't subdivide. And that's saying that, you know, that Chom Roim Es HaKolis, Rashi says, Roes HaNishma, Vishomu Es HaNira, the sensory crossover, because during Shmi is Torah Shebal Peh, Ria is Torah Shebichsav, but there was a sensory crossover, everything was in perfect Achdus. That Torah Shebichsav had the Tifkeit of Torah Shebal Peh, which is Shmia. You hear Tifkeit in your ideas, right? And Torah Shebal Peh was tangible and clearly from God, no less than Torah Shebichsav. That's what it means, the sensory crossover. And that's what happened in Matan Torah. That the whole chalois of that Torah was chal on all in Yoni Olam Hazeh. Everything was nichlal in the Torah. Everything's nichlal in the Torah. Nothing's left behind. And Rabbi Kiva paves the way to that. And that's chibur. That's called yakar. Right?
The farshim Torah of the last 200 years. All
the people in the world have seen it.
All they're doing is trying to show the Torah Shavuot Pesach and the Torah Shavuot Pesach. Those brisk love. That's all they're really doing. It's the same thing. Torah Shavuot Pesach and the Torah Shavuot Pesach.
Right.
It's all boring after a while.
Yeah.
That's all they do. The Shaitim didn't do it at all. They couldn't even talk about it after the Shaitim. They just say,
yeah.
The Shaitim didn't involve the person. That's all they do. Yeah.
Right. Kinderlach still.
Right. Don't have a ground tertial stuff.
Right. No. Okay. But yeah. Okay. Which it's part of the tikkun of Achra Seyam, but it's also the what we're explaining the tikkun that there is in Chochmas Hakabbalah. But that's in of the Yemea Omer. Yemea Omer is all about, you know, is all about that we have to pave the way. Right, for all of Olam Hazeh to be nichlal in the Torah, and then the Torah could come down and be chal on Olam Hazeh, right, and not stay in Shemayim, right? And that's the whole avodah of Rabbi Akiva, right? Now this hiskalalus is also what's going to ensure shaloti shakach mi pizaro, right? That if we could, you know, find our place in Torah, right, so we could be assured that the Torah will not be nishtakach from Klal Yisrael, right, will be eternally bonded, right, and that's what we're working on, you know, in the Yemei Omer. So that's what it says in the Zohar, that the 7 weeks of the Omer are connected to seven Shivin Nakiyim, that a woman counts to be Tohar Bala, you know, and then, you know, the Zivig is on Shavuos, you know, Vayu L'Basar Echad. And what we work on Yemei Omer is to attain this Tahara, right? Right? You know, to pull the pieces. So what's Shat Tuma and Tahara? First word I ever heard from Moshe Shapira. First time I ever met him. Right? Right? Tom, right? Yes, that's first. Right, it's first thing he ever told me. And you heard it from me, you heard it from him. Right, terrifying.
Closed and open.
First word he ever told me, when I first met him for the first time, by Thor's house in Flatbush. You know, guy Thor. You know, he's a big kind blender. Yeah, supposedly that when...
That's made of blood.
Right.
These are his pets.
But he's Sir Pet Deer does.
He's married to Kalbatsmoda.
Supposedly Rav Hunter's Basiruv because he told him to Din Torah Baruch Moshe and he was Masarif to come.
This Tisha B'Av, if you want to be Isaac in Tisha B'Av, on YouTube, the Spielberg, the Holocaust interview, they interviewed Karabakh the Mashkiach. 4 hours, he says his story over every detail, and his parents, what they went through in the Holocaust. It's riveting. It's mamash riveting. But
he knows it from his parents.
Oh. No, he went through it.
He was there.
Exactly what happened.
He knows his parents.
What happened in Hamburg when the Nazis came, step by step. Beginning is a little boring because they go through some procedures, but after the first half hour, he can't really stop. You knew him?
I know him. He was a Mashiach.
Yeah.
But after I left, he was...
And he had a certain gravitas.
My dad, he wasn't a Mashiach. He was a teacher.
He talks. He breaks that. It's a very
powerful. German. German.
He's
very German.
He follows the big world.
He's
a
cousin to Kalbach.
Yeah.
Peter.
But he wanted to be a Rosh Hashanah. He wanted to be a Mashiach.
So
you're going to cut that out from the... Are you taping
it? It's all going on OU.org.
I don't know any of this in the tape.
Too late. What happened?
Anything that we're talking about.
Do we talk about
it? Oh, no, of course not. Sorry. Yeah, don't worry about it.
No, it's not true. Exactly. Right in the middle.
They don't know him this time, whatever. I don't know. I'll send it to you. You tell me if you want me to take it off the site or not. Anyway. So Tom, Tuma. So Moshe said, Tom, Tameim, Russian Tom, sealed off. Like Tum, Tumun, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? And Tahara is openness. Tzor Tasela Teva. Right? So the main thing I saw today, that the Ramchal says that Boran, Tzor Tasela Teva. Right? The window, right, but the we're going to go back to this issue of the teva, right? How do you survive, right, before you realign everything, that the ra is nidche down, the ra is pushed down, right, and the Tov is, elevated, and all the Chelkei Tov combined, and the Chelkei Ra, are pushed aside, right?
I'm gonna say,
That's the Sod of Teva. Right? That's the Sod of Teva, right, where there's a Mabul everywhere, right? So now Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Golos of Mitzrayim, right? So he was, he was in the Teva, right? Right, so because Vatera Kitovu, Nisma Amayas Kulo Oira, like the Tzar, right? But he had to be put in a teva. Basuf, Suf is their whole Avodah Zarah, right? That the Indian of teva is where the Mida of Bina goes directly to Malchus, it bypasses Zair, which might be corrupted and infiltrated. And that's the Indian of teva, says the Ramchal. Right? Bina goes directly down to Malchus, and makes a secure perimeter. When there's water everywhere, right? And he says like this, that's when bricha is necessary. Bricha is necessary that when the environment is hostile spiritually, so you can't go keseder on madregos, because the madregos are all corrupted, right? So you have to go kebricha, where you don't sit anywhere long, you just go shelo keseder, right? Right? So the end that Moshe Rabbeinu had to run, and Am Yisrael also in a certain way, like what Tzvi said, had to run on the first day of Pesach. You know, it wasn't like a total running, because Moshe Rabbeinu already did it for them, right? When he ran to Midian, so although you might see them with this, is that when you have to get out Shelo Kaseder on Madregos, because the Madregos in between are contaminated, right? So Ribbono Shel Olam makes you a Teva. Right, but you, from your from to be in step with that reality, you got to run, right, and then you go into a secure perimeter that's lamala min ateva, right, a halbina from where nisim come and you know, superimpose themselves directly on the lowest madrega of teva malchus, and that forms a teva. So it says the Ramchal, an amazing word, the word nus and nes are the same word. Miracles and to run away, right? Ma kesher. No, because nisim are from bina, right? Now, when there's a problem that first of all, logistically, Rebbe Oshem does nisim when you are in peril, right? He doesn't do a nisim stam. So when you need lanus, he does a nes, right? But also by the same token, right? That when you are nus. Right, you go directly to Bina. You bypass all the Seder of Madregas to a secure perimeter, right? So, and he brings some desire, right? And that's v'samticha makom asher yonus shama. The guy who killed Bishogeg, right, has to go in one instant to an Ir Miklat, a secure perimeter. The Ir Miklat is beside Bina, because the regular space is hostile because the Goadam can get it, right? So it says desire, and Chazal also darshan. It said that ir miklat is the union of tshuva, right? Santcha makom asher yonus shama is the tshuva. You did a chet, right? But you could run away to tshuva. Tshuva is from the midah of bina ulavavo yavin v'shavurafalo. You could jump, and that's why the makom shabale tshuva oimdim afil tzadik moy chomim amot. A tzadik goes. Right. A tzaddik goes. Right. A tzaddik goes. Right. Midarga ledarga kafi seder amadregas al pi halacha. Right. The Baal Tshuva runs. He runs away from the chet. He's nus. Right. And that's why he goes straight to Bina as an escape hatch. The tzaddik doesn't escape. The tzaddik walks. He's holich. Yelchu mechayel echayel. Right? So Baal Tshuva, because he's running, but also he comes out ahead because he has to jump, into the secure perimeter. That's lamala min ateva. Right? And that was the necessity that there was by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, and so Am Yisrael got their tikkun, but the world didn't get its tikkun. The world's still a hostile environment, right? During the Yemei Omer, we're coming back now to be machnia the world, right? That the world should be ready for Torah. Not that we, in our own secure perimeter, should have Torah. This world, Torah will be yurid. We'll leave.
No running.
Torah will be here. So that's the Yemei Omer, and that's the tikkun that Rebbe Akiva was trying to make, right? That he was trying to pull the pieces together. From the Rosh up to the Akevayim, right? Up to the Akev, right? Akev, Akiva, right? And that even the Akev that says by the Nachash, Ata hu yishuvcha Rosh, v'ata teshufenu Akev, even that Akev that's vulnerable, right? And Rabbi Akiva wants to bring it all in, right? Up to Ikvasa the Mashiach. Ad seif kol adaris, and that's what Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu. Also, the lama beseif kam adaris, beseif, in the Akev, right? Because that's the union of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was being poil, right? That all the dargas should be niskala, one in the other, pull the pieces together, pull the pieces together, which is, the opposite of carry of your Amalek. That carry is that, it's levatola. The pieces didn't connect, right? He's yakar. Cho yakar rasa eno. Right, that's the Gaval de Chiddush, right? Of how to make everything nichlal in the madrigas of Torah, right? And, so now the chiluke madrigas come from the midas adin, haradua. Ola b'machshava liboros b'midas adin, right? Rabbi Kiva is kind of metakin that. So Moshe says, yesh tocha adam kazeh, I don't say it right, shtok, kach ola l'fonei b'machshava. The midas adin, right? This man is the one who could do the work that you can't do, a different type of work of pulling the madrigas together. So he says, "Zuz tara, zuz chara, shtok, kachal afanei b'machshava." Right? Because even Rabbi Kiva's, mesiras nefesh pasof, but kayadua, mesiras nefesh clears the air, right? And the person who died kishem is mayim nukvim to be ola. And being this ached, and he makes tremendous cosmic unity. Right, that's shtok kach ola funai b'machshava. Right, the midas adin that makes all the chilukim, right? All the chilukim. Rabbi Kiva is supposed to be a countermeasure to that, but to be mamtik the dinim b'shorsha with the koch of pilpul, being medama milsa lamilsa and being mechalik. Right, with the koch of his pilpul, the things that are similar to join together, the things that are dissimilar and incongruent to separate. That was the avod of Rabbi Akiva. Now his surviving talmidim started making chiburin, that kulasti masa libet Rabbi Akiva, stam shurib meir, and stam tesez Rabbi Nechemia, etc. stam sorurida, right? The kulasti masa libet Rabbi Akiva. Like Rabbi Kiva Otsar Bolam, so Rashi says, explains that he heard all the shmus, and then at night he was masad with them. This will be a Tosefta, this will be a Mishnah, this will be a Safra. He laid the groundwork of all the chiburim of Torah Shebaal Peh, pulling these separate pieces together into solid works, right? Which was a surviving Talmidim, pulled that off, is the Rabboseinu Shebedorim, right? And we're going to get back to that, the southern border. Rabboseinu Shebedorim, right? The Kaidua, Dorim is Chesed, right? But at first you need all the Birurim of Dinim, right? All the Birurim of Dinim, to smelt out what is dissimilar and to pull together, right? You got to fight fire with fire. The Midas HaDin that allowed for things to splinter, you have to fight that with Pilpul, right? The pilpul of Talmud Bavli comes as a countermeasure to the choshech of Chorban HaBayis, right? The dior is nistalik. The dior is nistalik and the dinim are sholeit, right? You need the pilpul as a countermeasure to be metakin the dinim and be mala them to their shorish, right? You don't want it. You want the din to be nichlal in the chesed. You want hit kalalut, right? So the Davar Niflan Kisveri, right? That the Shem Elokim is the Shem of Din, right? So now if you take all the tzirufim of the name Elokim, the way it's spelled, then you want to say, let's change it. Let's put the Aleph first, and then the Hey second, and then the Yud, and then let's put the Aleph first, and then the Yud. Each line would be 24 tzirufim. Sacha Kol, there's 120 tzirufim, 120 different permutations of the name Elohim. So Shteyden Kisveri like this. From the Aleph alone, there's 24 tzirufim. Aleph always remaining the first letter. You could still make 24 different tzirufim, of which should be the second letter, third letter, fourth letter, right? Says the Ari. The Chof Dalet Aleph, meaning leaving Aleph, as the first letter, 24 tzirufim. Those were the Chof Dalet Elef Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, right? Or Midas Adin, Lo Nogu Kavod Zelazeh. Everyone was, they were Kapdonim, right? Midas Adin, right? But which was, it's necessary to make Birurim, but they couldn't make the next step of making the Hiskalulus, Lo Nogu Kavod. They didn't work together, properly. Right? So the Chof Dalet Elef Talmidim that were Nifter are all the Tzufim of the Shem Elokim that start with the letter Aleph. Those were as Chof Dalet Elef Talmidim. right? And where he just, you know, it didn't work out because they were you know, gevura that wasn't nismatic, that wasn't sweetened by bringing it back to the shorish in bina, right? Couldn't do it, right? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, after he was in the Ma'ora, so he had to go to the Ma'ora bebricha. He had to run, right? Shalok, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to run, right? And in the and we'll talk about the 12 in a second, right? But over there, right in the in that cave, right after he was this Allah, your Pinchas would ask him a question. He could give Chof Dalet Terutzim. He says that's Chof Dalet, can I get the Chof Dalet Elef, Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that were Nifter, right? That they were Nifter because they couldn't pull together. So they were, each one was alone. They couldn't be Nisachet, and that's Klipas, that the husks that come in between. He Terutzim is to be Meser to Kushis, and everything now is Nischaber. 24. He made the Tikkun. Right, he could answer 24 tirutzim any kasher pirchos ben yar. Can't get those 24 out that were nifter. Right, but he had to do it ayidei bricha. Right, because Malchus Romi was shalit ba'olam. Right, Malchus Romi was hostile environment. Right, he had to run, and that morrow was besod the teva. Right, so now during that time in the ma'ara, so he was there for the first 12 years and then 12 months. Right, so. So it says the Ari like this, right? If you take, if you take the Shem Ekeh, the Shem Avaya, and the Shem Adnos, which is Bina, Zer Ampe, which is in the middle, and Malchus at the bottom, so I'm Somech on him, it's 120 all together. Is that true? You know, something like that. You know, Mashu Kazeh, 120, Kuf Chaf, right? So, Elokim is 86, right? Elokim is 86. Adnos is 65, right? And what? Ekeh is 20. So where do we get to? What? Where do we get to?
It's 21.
Right.
21,
64, 86
is 2.
What? Okay, what did we get to? Did we get to Ha-Omer? Could it be it's Ha-Omer? 2, 10. Ha-Omer?
Maybe, yeah.
Ha-Omer. Did we get to Ha-Omer? I think it's Ha-Omer. Does that make sense?
No.
Mole, right? What is Ha-Omer Mole? Is 75. 75 and 6 is 81. 281, is that correct? What? Whatever.
Get the idea.
Get the idea. Right. Listen, okay. Right, but we have to get the sync between these three Shemas, right, to pull everything together. Bina, Lamala, Ze'er, middle operating system, Malchus, the Shvala, Madregas, right? We have to pull all those together, right? So as I recall, what was missing, from the so there is a gematria that comes out, Yabok, right, Yud, Beis Kuf Yabok, right, which is Yichud Bracha and Kedusha, which is what you have when you have, all these shems together, Yichud Bracha and Kedusha, all together. Okay, there you go. Okay, Yabok, there you go. Yichud Bracha and Kedusha, right? When you have excellent, that's yeah. No, that's what he meant. I know it's right. Anyway,
I knew what he would say.
All right, so I know it's like this. Yichud bracha kedusha. Listen, so now that's so now what's connected the yud of yichud bracha kedusha, where if you want to break it up into yabok, what's connected the yud is shem avaya in the middle, right? Shem avaya that makes the chibur between el yonim and tachtonim, right? Okay. So now, without that, you have Kav, right? Kav Charuvin, right? Can it be Dilo B'Kav Charuvin? Chorev is when things are in, desolate. It doesn't mean destroyed. It's just a mistake. Chorev just means when a bias is harvested, it's abandoned. A churba in Chazal just means an abandoned building. It doesn't mean, so it's like churba chadati, where it's, you know, it's strong, right? It's the walls are strong, right? Churban means disunity. And that's the kav shel charuvin. You know, that's the kav of Akev, right? Right, that, you know, that, and so now, you know, that's called kav charuvin. Chanin b'ni dalo b'kav shel charuvin, right? Right, the whole olam is kav shel charuvin. It's a kav, charuvin, chorev, because not mechuber, right? There's no chir between elyon and tachtoim, between ruchnis and gashmis, right? Right? So now, right? So now Rabbi Shimon was in the cave, so an eitz of charuvin grew, eitz of charuvin, and they were working on their, in the cave, they're working on the cave of being metaken, the chorev, right? And to make this yichud bracha kedusha, right? But they did it in the cave. They did it in the teva, which means the tikkun was for them, not for the outside world. So initially, when they went out, they were just destroying the world because they're so upset. Everyone was being oisik minichad chay olam oskim b'chayisha, right? Then they went back for another 12, right? So says the Ramchal like this, right? If you take the oisis of ekir, right, havaya, and adnus, right? You take those oisis, 12 oisis. Count them. 4, 4, and 4. 3 times 4 is 12. When they were in the cave, they were working on the big picture, and they were metaking it, but for themselves, right? But not for the outside world. And they went outside, and there was this incongruence between the madrigal, and they couldn't understand how people were oisis, and they were destroying the world. We both sent them back, right? So now, even then, even though after they went back for 12 months, and Zman of Gehenim, they said, is 12 months, right? Because the Inn of Gehenim is to make again Birur, to mafrid the Ra from the Tov, because the Ra gets absorbed by the Eshel Gehenim. So the Ra that's in you gets absorbed by the Eshel Gehenim. It's Matzah Minas Mino, right? And then after 12 months, you're smelted, right? Right, and now you can have yichud because the psoas that makes the pirut has been smelted out. And that's what it had to be, right? You know, another 12 months. And then even though Rebbe Lezer was still dinim kashim, right? But everywhere he looked, you know, Rebbe Shimon was, you know, merapin, right? But that's it. But those 12 years for the big picture, and then the 12 months for the little picture, right? Right? So... Right. That's a Gilgul, I'm telling you. Yeah, yeah. Right. Right. Anyway. So they made, you know, during that time, you know, they made the Yichud, but it was in the Ma'ora that they did this. In the Ma'ora, right? And he says, the Ramchal, that's the side, you know, just like did it behester. And only Almanas Legalos Bedoros Achronim, the full fruit of that will only be revealed in the future. Just like, he says, Ramchal, the full Koch of Yetzias Mitzrayim was revealed really by Chag HaShavuos. Because by Yetzias Mitzrayim was all B'chipazon. You know, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated us all came to full fruition by Matan Torah. So also, what they did in the Ma'ora was L'shaito, right? For them, and then afterwards for the Chabur of Shimon Bar Yochai. Then he says that's the secret, that the Zohar went missing for hundreds of years until it was Nizgala later, because all B'ma'ora is all B'soy Teva. This is Ramchal, the other Ramchal. It was all Teva at the time. It was a Teva, right? Right? And the full Gil is going to come out lost in lava, right? Right? But what did they do? They pulled the pieces together. You know, they continued Rabbi Akiva's work, right, of pulling everything together, right? And so they did it B'soy Teva, but has to branch out, you know, at the end of time. And that's going to be an Ikvah Soda Mashiach, right? And that's why the Zohar was revealed, B'dorim Basroin. So what does it say in the Zohar? That anyone who learns this Sefer is going to be torn for that. And Be Yivkun Min Galusa Barachamim. If you learn Zohar, you get out, you are saved from Chevlei Mashiach. So Ramchal explains, because Chevlei Mashiach is like Chibud HaKever. It's like Isho Shugehenna, right? Because at the Osi level, you know, to make the big Birur, you got to get the Ra smelted out, and then all the Tov could be Neschaber, right? So there's two ways to do it. You could do it ba'asei tov, knowing the right way to go, to be mechaber, the tov el tov, or you could do it besur meira, get all the ra smelted out. If you have the zohar, right, that the chiddush of the zohar says, yo, the Ramchal, yo, the zohar says it about itself, the Ramchal and the Radziner both explain that there were chiburim and kabbalah before the zohar, but they weren't al seder ha'tov. Sefer Yetzirah is not built around chumash, right? Sefer Hanoch, whatever we have in Kabbalah that predates the Zohar is not built around Torah. It's not built around as a Pirush on Chumash. The Zohar was the first way that, right, it was built around Chumash because these because these other Svarim were just saying, this has a Shurish there, this has a Shurish there. But I don't know the whole system of interconnection that is of the Istako Baraisa Barama. The Zohar is built around Chumash. The Rav Shimon says, we don't go in the Derech of those Brises. We don't go in the Derech of those Brises. Right? We go in the Derech HaTorah. That's it. He says about the Zohar. He calls all the Sefer Yetzirah and all these Brises. They're Bachutz. We go in the Derech HaTorah. The Zohar, which was fully explained by the Kabbalah of the Ari, that is the Seder HaTorah of how everything fits together al pi the Torah's map of Yo. Being Miyachis, the Zohar is what reveals that. It wasn't revealed in the other books. The other books just show everything has a Shurish in Kedusha. Right?
Rabbi Akiva's there.
What?
Rabbi Akiva's Mahalach, the Sephron.
That's exactly. And he says that. They write that. That's in that he was one of the surviving Talmidim who made Chiburim. His Chelik was the Zohar. Pull the pieces together. Right? Pull the pieces together. Right? And pulling the pieces together involves also, leaving all the ra that doesn't belong behind. Right?
Yeah,
right.
Reza, why you smile? Why you have a structure?
Reza gave the shiru.
Right?
I don't know the Zaya, and at each place said, this is what stays in Zaya. This is what stays.
There was pilpul.
He's mufapul in the text of the Zaya.
That's right. And then
why
Rechaim Vital
write it that way? Why? Because it would have been more grounded. Why didn't he show, like, Rebbe, we learned the Shtickle in Zaya that day. This is what the Rebbe said of the Shtickle.
Yeah.
Why didn't he do it that way?
Well, he tried to, like, juggle the Drush together, but also be Masada.
He doesn't bring, very rarely brings it. He doesn't, like,
but the Arizal did it al Derech HaPilpul. That's brought down. That's
a whole Gaval Lee, but if someone would do that, has anyone ever done that, taken the, like, the Kisser Arizal spot?
Right, no. So that's the Ramchal did something similar in the Klach and his other Chiburim.
It's not on the Zohar.
No, but try to organize it. Right, but anyway, but getting to the point, right? You know that. No, okay. So we'll just drive it home, right? The making the big break. Of leaving the bilbul behind, right, and then moving towards, you know, clarity. So you have to have this like thing. You have to leave, you have to be doicha all the wrong svaras, right, and you have to progress towards what is correct. And once you do that, right, you can start pulling the pieces together. Right? And that's what's brought down Rav Chaim Vital. The minhag of the yeshivas learn Iyun in the morning, Bekias in the afternoon. It's Rav Chaim Vital brings it. And he says like this, but he says a little bit differently. You have to learn Pilpul in the morning, because Pilpul clears the air. You break the kashas, you break the klipas, you medam muslim, you clear the air. In the afternoon, you could just learn without Pilpul, because the air is clear, and you're not going to be bali de tos, and you could just learn up, and everything fits together. That's what he writes. Chaim Vital writes it. So in the morning with Pilpul, to break the klipas, right? With dinim and kashas and terutzim, da-da-da, right? But then in the afternoon, so like we go through this even on a daily cycle, right? Right, which is really the Indian of the first days of the Yomer and the second days of the Yomer. The first days of the Yomer are all Pratim, right? This day we were Messiah the Pratim. We reached the spitz of Hod Shebahod, because every day after this day is either going to have Yesod in it or Malchus in it. Dok v'tishkach. There won't be a single day from this day onwards that doesn't have Yesod and Malchus Shrina or Klolim. But you need to get into the Pratim and be Mavar the Pratim. Right? To clean the air and have every prat, build itself. In Oymer, we go from top down. Chesed Gvorti first.
Why is that?
Being mashpia to the brachas, to be mashpia to the malchus. Be mashpia to the malchus. be mashpia to the malchus. But you should be mechavin. Everything you give to the malchus should have a reflection of it. Right? During the days, there are first 32 days, gematria covered, lo nagu covered zelzeh, but everyone was in protein. Right? On this day, we finished the protein. This is the siyum on the protein. For after this day, it's all klolim. But you can only reach hit kalalut after you've cleared the air. Right? So if you know, the day, what we reach today, we're assigned the ikar tselem of the odom. We reach hod shebahod, which is the left leg. Right? After this, we start working on the bris and the atara sheva bris, right? Which is to be mashpia outwards. You could be mashpia when you're clear. Imarav domel malch yivachu tarmi pit. Right, we finish clearing the air on this day. This is the gemar where we get over the wall. So that's what's brought down Kisveri. Right, also that yo Elokim, which did, right, yo Ha Omer, right, you know the which is all this amount of birurim, right. So now if you take the Shem Elokim, but you take the Osius before. Right? Take the Osius before, not the Aleph and Mem. The Aleph and Mem will remain unchanged. But you take, you know, the Chof before the Lamed, right? The Dalet before the Hay, and the Tet before the Yud. The Osius, which are Kodem, which, you know, so it's Gematria, you know, Aid, right? Aid, Ayin Dalet, Aid, which is the Midah of Bina, right? The Midah of Bina, right? The Midah of Bina. But now the letters Aleph and Mem never change because Elokim, Bina, it's always the Mama. Is the Mama. That's what we said. Aleph and Mem will never change. Aim, it's always M. Mama. Right? Bina. Bina is Be'etzem Aim. Ki Aim la Bina Tikra. It never stops being the Aim. Right? The Isis and Rod change. Those Isis and Rod that change, that we bring them Koden, which is the soul to be Mamtik the Dinim. You're bringing them forward. It's we mamtik the dinim. Those oisius in the middle are gematria gal, lamagim. It's gal eid. But it's aid all together. Is gal aid. And they brought out that the getter, the border, that Yaakov put between him and Lavan, because Lavan wants to make irvuvia. Habenos pinos habarim bonai. Aramis is miksaso kodesh miksaso chol. Right, he wants to make Bil Bulim and the Kodesh and the Chol. There's no getter between them, right? So just quickly, give me 2 minutes. Is a Tesfis in Kiddushin, Beis on a Beis, right? Yeah. Right. No, quickly. So Frek Tesfis Kasha. You know, listen. No, phrase Frek Tesfis. Listen, Frek Tesfis Kasha like this, right? If Harat Mekudeshli means our Osar Klimat Kasha, so Harat Mekudeshli means your Osar Klimat. So it says Tesfis, it's got to mean also in the positive, Miucheres Umizumenes. Right? So it says Tesfis like this. So how about Kayuzin Loshen Kiddushin? If I walk into a store, a cattle dealer, and I say Paroscha Mekudeshesli, and I give him money, which was not really worth it, and he thinks I'm kidding, and I do a Meshicha, and now I say I bought it. And he thought, I thought you were kidding, it's all a joke. Right? In Miyadin, says Tesfis, no, the din is with the Meicher. It's not a good lashon by Kinyanin, you know. He says because by a woman, b'mashi misyacheves lo ne'aseres al kol. Right? There's an amazing thing that you know, mikudesh is going in mizumenes, which means the amkus of connection. So it's more connected here. Mitzada, it's more usher over there. But by parascha, by Kinyanim, it's not that way. You can't. You guys in Lawrence should learn this finally. You can't lend out your wives, right? You can't, right? You can lend out your para. Because you know, so the amkus of Kedusha is right, that omek hachibur is mitzad, that there's the omek hapirud from everything else. The greater the chibur on this side, the greater the pirud on that side. Right? Kinyarim don't work that way because you could be mashur and you could be maskir. Right? So as a davar nifl, we're talking about kedusha over here. Right? So the extent that you want to make chiburim between all that's kodesh and be machlul everything in the Torah, mitzad the same meter, you have to be doche, all sheker. Be doche, all sheker. All right? That's the sheker of dimyon, as opposed to the emes of das Torah. Das and dimyon are davar vifucho. Das, which also means it's chibur, but also im ein das havdola minayin. To make the real chibur, you have to also make the real chilek. Whereas dimyan is made, and that's what it means. Los in lovo. The goyim are going to say we're nichlal in the Torah. Of course, was miniach. Sefer Torah becheiko misha osak baze yovo itascharo, and they'll come in there nichnasim bitervuvia. We're all nichlal. That's why nichlas in biravuvia. There's a no, no, no. You're not nichlal. You did it for yourself. No, 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 no. But Reb Shimon's aimed on this, right? We'll make a zimmer. But it's the vort. I will do it. Right. So that's the galed. You have to make the wall. You got to make the wall. The big chilek. Right. 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 And that's it. And that's where he was aimed on what Reb Shimon was going to say. Laosin lavo. They're going to say nichlas in biravuvia. We're all Nechlal, give us schar, down, right? But if you have the Zohar, right, you could be Ba'asei Tov, see the Chiburim, and be saved from Chevle Mashiach. You get out of Golos Barachamim, right, because the Chevle Mashiach has to be Mafrid Dara. But you have the Ba'asei Tov, you've got the roadmap how to properly move forward. And that's the big transition of today.